bounce off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, plays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. It has been 8 long months since the Morehead State women's basketball team played a game that counted in the win-loss column. That changes tonight as the Eagles tip off the 2023-24 season against the 23rd-rated Illinois Fighting Illini at State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis, along with my good pal Wes Holland. MSU returned 6 players from a team that finished top 5 in the country in win improvement last season, going from a solitary win in 2021-22 to 11 victories last winter. Leading that crop of returnees is senior guard Veronica Charles. The Nigerian Nightmare was last season's Ohio Valley Conference Defensive Player of the Year, as well as being named First Team All-Conference. 8 transfers and 2 freshmen joined those Charles and those other returning faces on this year's Eagle roster. And they'll be jumping right into the deep end of the pool tonight against an Illinois squad that returns all 5 starters, 93% of its scoring, and a ton of talent from last year's 22-10 team. After this 2-minute break, we'll talk with MSU coach Kayla Petrie. So stay with us here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit 1. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
Welcome back as we get set to start the 2023-2024 Morehead State women's basketball season. The Eagles taking on the Fighting Illini of Illinois tonight, and we're joined now by MSU head basketball coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, been a while since we've talked. How are things?
Yeah, Excited to see you. I haven't seen you since last season.
It's been a while.
Yes, sir.
Been a hot minute. How you feeling getting ready for year three of your tenure here at Morehead State?
You know, like I told you, I think that first year kind of was below ground zero, and what we inherited in last year kind of felt like what should have been a first year, and we kind of established a culture, established who we wanted to be, how we wanted to play, and you know, we won some, we lost some, but there was definitely progress even in the losses. I think everybody that saw the games would agree to that, and I think that especially once we get to OVC play, you'll see another big jump. You know, it may be hard to see the progress that's been made in these early games, you know, with these Power 5 schools. Yep. And not saying that we're going to go fight, not going to go fight and all that good stuff, but there's just such a difference in size and speed and things like that. We're significantly better than we were, but it would just might not be reflected in these first few games, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Really, for the first time in your tenure, you've got a little bit of a luxury you haven't had up to this point, and that's talent coming back to mesh with the newcomers.
Yeah, we have four people that started regularly. They didn't start every game, but of course, Veronica Charles, she's returning OVC Defensive Player of the Year, leading scorer for us, one of the leading scorers in the conference. She was picked to the preseason all OVC team, which anytime you can get recognized for those type of awards, that tells you you're doing something right. So she's a returning starter. Then you've got Haley and Jaden Rhodes. They both started as freshmen last year. And then Valentina Sarek, we call her Nina, you know, she started a few of the games.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Melissa Ceccaroli, you know, she was one of our big dogs last year. Mm-hmm. That got hurt early in the preseason, had some knee issues, and just honestly never recovered like she needed to. And so I think she's going to do what we expected of her in her first year here. So extremely excited to have her and Paris McBride back. Paris missed the entire year with an ACL injury. She was our one player with NCAA experience last year that didn't even get to play for us. So definitely have some meat coming back, and I would say we have some of the most experienced players in the league coming back. So that'll be good once we get to OVC play. And then we've added a bunch of players to it. So just hoping they mesh and hoping that we can make a little noise in the league.
Now, one of your newcomers, you'll have a true freshman at point guard, I understand, Katie Novick.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk a little bit about her? She's got some big shoes to fill.
She does have some big shoes to fill, but if anybody can do it, she can. Now, she's different than the point guards we've had here in the past. She is a legit 5'10", maybe 5'10 and a half, but she can score. But I think her feel for the game, she's going to probably have some turnovers tonight just because she's got three things she's adjusting to. Just, she's young. She's a young freshman. She just turned 18, so she's got that. She's from international ball to American ball, and we've talked about the size,
right,
speed, all that physicality difference.
Right.
The language barrier, and then just the normal jump from high school to college. And so she's going to make some turnovers where she's trying to make a play, but I think at the end of the year, y'all are going to be saying she's really special. She loves to play basketball too. I love that about her.
Yeah. Well, best of luck easing into the season against the 23rd ranked 5-0.
Yeah, we don't mess around. We just jump right in. But no, I know I didn't really talk that much about Illinois, but they're going to be one of the best teams in the country, and they have a similar philosophy to what I would like to be: defend, run, and rebound. So thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Good to have you back, and looking forward to the season.
Yes, sir.
MSU coach Kayla Petrie will be back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Our great-grandfather opened the first tent meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Welcome back as we get set for the season opener for Moorhead State women's basketball this evening. Tom Lewis, I'll be joined momentarily by my partner and good friend Wes Holland. Let's take a look at these two teams getting set to face off tonight in Champaign, Illinois. We'll start with the homestanding Fighting Illini of Illinois. Season ago, they were 22-10. They start this season ranked number 23 in the preseason AP Top 25. They bring back all five starters from a season ago, starting with first-team All-Big Ten guard Makaira Cook. She's a 5'6 senior out of Cincinnati, Ohio, transferred from Dayton. A season ago, she averaged over 18 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 4 assists a game. Her backcourt mate, who runs the point quite a bit, Genesis Bryant, a 5'6 senior from Jonesboro, Georgia. She averaged 15 points, 3.2 rebounds, and 3.5 assists a season ago. Adalia McKenzie is the third guard, a 5'10 junior from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Last year, 13.5 points and 6 boards a game. Bryn Shoup Hill and Kendall Bostic are the two forwards. Shoup Hill, a 6'3 junior from Goshen, Indiana, also a Dayton transfer. 6 points, 5.5 rebounds an outing last year. And Bostic, a 6'2 senior from Kokomo, Indiana, and a Michigan State transfer. 10.2 points, just shy of 10 rebounds, and 1.5 blocks per game a season ago. Shauna Green is tipping off her second season at the Illini helm, where she is 22-10. Your Moorhead State Eagles were 11-20 last season, including a win in the OVC tournament, and their first starting five of this season looks like this. Veronica Charles, as expected, one of the guards, a 5'4 senior from Benue State, Nigeria. The all-OVC performer averaged 13 points, 5.5 rebounds, and 3 steals a game last year. She's joined by true freshman Katie Novick, who will run the point tonight, a 5'9 freshman from Belarus. Melissa Secchiaroli is the third guard, a 5'10 junior from Sourges, France. Wichita State transfer averaged 2.5 points and 1 rebound in her first season in the blue and gold last year. Jaden Rhodes, also a returnee at one of the forwards, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, 3.8 points and 2.7 rebounds a game last year. And she's joined by newcomer Michaela Hall, a 6'1 junior from Lawton, Oklahoma, a transfer from Barton Community College in Kansas. Kayla Petrie, beginning her third season at the Eagle helm, she's 12-47 in that time. MSU actually leads the all-time series against UI 1-0. The Eagles beat the Fighting Illini 89-72 in the only previous meeting back in November of 1978. The officials tonight, Brian Hall, Natasha Kamey, and Courtney Robinson. We'll take one more break and come back and get set for tip-off right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Welcome back as the Morehead State women's basketball team gets set to tip off its 2023-24 season in Champaign, Illinois against the Fighting Illini of the University of Illinois. Tom Lewis joined now by my partner, Wild Wild Wes Holland.
Well, how's my favorite Tom Lewis doing today?
Doing okay, and great to be back with you, partner.
Great to be with you, partner.
So, a new day for Morehead State women's basketball, the start of a brand new season, brand new slate. Your thoughts as we get set to tip it off?
I got to say, I love Coach Petrie's, her philosophy that she's looking for right now. Right? Defense, run, rebound. All three things that you can control, right? That is not a skill. That is not a talent. That is something that every single person can control, is whether they do those three things. It's a great place to start.
Yeah.
Fantastic place to start building a program.
As we look at keys tonight, obviously the season opener, it's really hard to gauge what's going to happen. You know,
circle of trust.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, just safe space here, Tom.
We'll put it this way. For Illinois, you probably have a pretty good idea what's going to happen because, you know, 10 players, all five starters, 93% of their scoring back from a year ago.
Right. So me, you, and our thousands of listeners to Morehead State women's basketball, let's have this a safe space. Power 5 team, right? We know the pedigree. We know what they're capable of doing. This is going to be what I would call a test and learn process for Coach Petrie tonight. She's trying to figure out which lineups work, which don't work, who's going to go out there and give the effort even when they're having a struggle.
We're about ready to tip off at State Farm Center, and Illinois will take the opening tip as Morehead State Shaden Rhodes didn't even go airborne, conceding that tip. So here comes the Illini into the front court. Misses a gimme, but Bostic right there to clean up the miss and put it back up and through. And that quickly, Illinois takes the 2-0 lead. Katie Novick angles to the left, hands off to Veronica Charo. She'll circle the top of the key and give off right wing to Melissa Sacchiaroli. Her bounce pass underneath is picked off by Bostic, and quickly into the front court come the Fighting Illini. Stop and pop from about 17. That shot is good. And it is Jada Peebles with the basket, giving the Illini a 4-0 lead. On the other end, Katie Novick showing the ability to penetrate, gets into the lane. The underhanded left-handed scoop is good, and the Illinois lead cut in half. It's 4-2 now as UI will take over again in the offensive end. Player goes to the floor. That's Genesis Bryant. She was tripped up on the perimeter, and a personal foul will go against Morehead State. And that will go against Katie Novick. That will be her first and the team's first of the season.
That was a little bit of a questionable call right there.
Looked like Bryant was a little bit out of control and just kind of lost her own footing. Bryant has the basketball, crossover dribble, gives it to Bostic at the left elbow. She tries to hand it off to a curling teammate, but there's Veronica Charles right there in the passing lane to take it away. Quickly the other way, has it back tapped away from her, out of bounds baseline. Morehead State will keep possession, trailing by two, 8:47 to play opening quarter. Novick will inbounds to Jaden Rhodes, gives it back to Novick, who brings it back out high and hands off to Charles between the rings. Steps away from the large I logo in the center circle, takes it to the top of the key, picks up her dribble, gives to Sekiaroli. She'll drive off the left angle. Her shot attempt is blocked away by Bostic, out of bounds on the baseline, and Morehead State will keep it with eight to shoot.
Boy, interesting that we're seeing a lot of Morehead State players getting to the rim.
Yeah.
We didn't see a lot of that last
year. Did not.
Outside of E.
Inbounds to Jaden Rhodes, to Novick, who drives into the lane, nearly had her pass attempt taken away, got it out to Sekiaroli, a desperation straightaway three to beat the shot clock, hits the front of the rim, no good, and here comes Illinois the other way, and it's Genesis Bryant penetrating, scooping, and scoring, and it makes it a 6-2 Illini lead. Novick quickly across the timeline, will angle high left, underhands it to Charles, who curls out to take it, but an illegal screen called against Morehead State. I believe that will go against Jaden Rhodes, and that is her second.
Boy, as you can tell by trying to catch your breath in between these plays, that pace, they are definitely playing with a different pace already.
Really are. Three fouls already against the Eagles here in the first quarter as Bryant comes around a high screen, gives it up to McKenzie. Lost one inside to Bostic. She'll spin around a defender, puts it up and in with the left hand. 8-2, Illinois. On the other end, Charles has it. She'll drive left side of the ring. Lane gets cut off at the low block and comes back out straight away to Novick. She'll drive left side, but a foul out on the perimeter. And I think this one will also go against Morehead State.
That was on Jaden, I believe.
You're right.
They've got to be careful. They keep shifting their hips on those screens. That's the second one that we've seen coming off the screen. They shift the hips, turn around, and it clips the defender.
So Illinois now with the basketball. Bryant working between the rings against Charles. Charles swats it away, gets the steal, comes the other way. One-on-one, lays it up too strong. Valentina Sarek on the court for Morehead State with the rebound, but got her shot attempt blocked. Blessing King the rebound out to Charles. Long range three-pointer no good, and Illinois will come away with the basketball. Missed opportunity, three chances for the Eagles but could not score.
They got a
Bryant double teamed, but she's able to get it away to Shoop Hill, right back to Bryant, who circles back out near the large I logo in the middle of the floor. She's guarded by Haley Rhodes. Works around a screen, kicks it into the far corner to Shoop Hill. She'll drive the left lane, puts it up and through off the glass, and it's 10-2 Illinois. Now Novick will split the circles. Now angles back to the top of the arc, tries to go far side to Veronica Charles. The pass is a little bit wide off of Charles's fingertips, out of bounds at the Illinois bench, and another Morehead State turnover.
Novick did a great job on that last defensive possession. She got stuck in the post with Bostic and did a wonderful job denying that ball, keeping that from being an easy two.
About a 4 or 5 inch height differential there, too. Another foul coming up here on Morehead State. Trying to see who this one's on. I believe it's on Veronica Charles. That'll be her first. And Illinois will inbound in front of the MSU bench at the hash. Comes in to Genesis Bryant. Dribbles between the legs around a high screen. Now comes back to the top of the circle, top of the key. Gives it up to McKenzie. Three-pointer left wing, right on the money. Make that Shoop Hill with that three. And it's a double-digit advantage now for Illinois, 13-2. Just over 6 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Charles, right side, out to Sarek, around on the left wing to Haley Rhodes. She'll take it into the top of the key, now into the lane. Turnaround jumper from 10 is good. Nicely done by Haley Rhodes.
And we've got a Paris McBride spotting out there, Tom, number three.
Her first action, she was with the program all of last year, but had a knee injury that forced her to redshirt medically. Good to see her on the floor. Genesis Bryant around a high screen, misses a three-pointer short. One of the Rhodes sisters comes away with the rebounds, gets it ahead to Paris McBride, who streaks ahead of the defense and lays it up and in. McBride's first points in the blue and gold. And it cuts the lead to 13-6 now, 5:20 to play opening quarter. Bryant to Bostic, takes it to the left elbow, hands it off there. Now it is Camille Jackson on the floor. Her layup attempt too strong. Fight for the rebound won by Morehead State. It's Paris McBride bringing it across center court, angling to the right hash, calling signals from there. Gives it to the curling Veronica Charles. Kicks it left side to Haley Rhodes. Back out to Charles straight away. Man-to-man defense. Charles steps into a three-pointer. Little too strong off the back of the iron, and the rebound pulled down by the Illini, by Adalia McKenzie. Ahead to Genesis Bryant. Streaks along the left side of the lane, lays it up and through. Back to a 9-point lead now for UI, 15-6, 4.5 to play in the first. Morehead State basketball. McBride gives it to the curling Charles left side, goes right wing to Haley Rhodes, steps into a long two, her foot was on the line, rims in and out, and another Bostic rebound for UI. In transition the other way, shot no good by McKenzie. Fight for the rebound on the floor, still loose, and I think we have a foul call on the play. We'll sort it out as we go to a media timeout. 4:10 to play, opening quarter. Illinois with the 15-6 lead over Morehead State here in game one of the 2023-24 season. Back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Break in the savings as prices are falling at Allen's IGA. Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week include USDA bone-in frozen turkey breast, just $2.49 a pound. Our Family canned green beans, peas, and corn, only 89 cents. And Kraft's original macaroni and cheese dinners are four for just $5. Falling prices at Allen's IGA downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
Hello, this is Beth Mays. For over 30 years, I have served this community as a civil legal aid attorney, an assistant attorney general, an assistant commonwealth attorney, and judge. I'm currently running to fill the unexpired term for circuit judge for Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, and Rowan County. This is a special election on November 7th and is a nonpartisan race at the end of the ballot. Vote for experience. Vote for Beth Lewis Mays for circuit judge. Paid for by citizens to elect Beth Lewis Mays, circuit judge, John T. Lane, treasurer.
If you go off-road, go to Major Brands. Get a $100 reward card after online submission when you purchase four new select BF Goodrich Terrain tires. That's a $70 rebate plus a $30 bonus rebate. Any other purchase of four new BF Goodrich tires from Major Brands gets you $50. Offer valid through November 27th. Get more details at bfgoodrichtires.com. or stop in either Major Brands location. Tom's Drive, Morehead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Morehead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Morehead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
15-6, Illinois leads Morehead State in the first quarter in this season opener at the State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois. Tom Lewis along with Wes Holland. Wes, the Eagles down early, but some signs of positive things to come as we return to action.
This has not been as lopsided as you would have thought. I mean, if they were protecting the lane a little better and hit a couple shots, they're right in this.
Well, and another strong move as the Eagles again take it to the basket and with authority as Haley Rhodes scores off the glass, and she'll get an and-one opportunity here as we return to action. That foul will go against, I believe it was, well, now I'm confused, Hobby. Camille Hobby on the floor for Illinois. Rhodes connects on the free throw to complete the three-point play, and it's now 15-9. Illinois with the lead and the basketball. Bryant gives it up high right to Bolin. Hands it off to Shupill. She'll take it into the lane strong, but contested shot won't go, and the defensive rebound to Morehead State. Charles streaks down to the left wing in the offensive end, gives it to Haley Rhodes, right back to Charles. Bounce pass out high right to Paris McBride. Comes around a high screen from Blessing King. Now kicks it to Sarek. Steps into a three. Too strong. Long rebound. Chased down by Sarek. Got her own miss in front of the UI bench and gives it up out there to McBride. She'll put down the left-handed dribble. Floats it to Blessing King on a give and go, but King will be called for the offensive foul. That was really close and very close to the restricted area, Wes.
Yeah, let's see. Just outside, but...
That was bang, bang.
They may need the NBA non-flopping penalty in there on that one.
King called with the foul, and UI now with the basketball in the lane. Camille Jackson kicks it out, and a long-range jumper no good. That attempt by Gretchen Dolan. Morehead State limits it to a one-and-done trip for the Fighting Illini. Charles now with the basketball will angle high left out near the hash. Now circles back between the circles. Kicks it to McBride on the right side. She'll stroll back up the sideline a ways. Comes around a high screen. Takes it into the top of the key. Kicks to Sarek. Left wing three off the back of the iron. No. Rebound swatted out of bounds by an Illini player, and Morehead State will keep possession. Shot clock will reset to 20. 2.5 minutes to play. First quarter. Morehead State trails 15-9, but has the basketball.
And again, several of these shots have been good, good open, semi-open at least, three-pointers. And just a couple of those fall, this is a tie game.
That's right. And again, season opener, probably some nerves, some adrenaline flowing. Another substitution for Illinois as Genesis Bryant will come back onto the floor. Rhodes gets the ball inbounds. And now out to Michaela Hall. Out to Rhodes. To Novick. Tries to get around her defender on the left wing. Has to reverse course. Takes it out to the top of the key. Gives it to Sarek there. She'll penetrate. Scoops it high off the glass. No good. And a foul on the play. And I believe they're going to get Gretchen Dolan with that personal foul. She's a 5'11 freshman from Buffalo, New York. One of the few newcomers on this UI roster. So Sarek fouled in the act of shooting will step to the free throw line for the Eagles. Nina last year, only a 60% free throw shooter, only tried 10 freebies. Gets the first one to go here. And the Eagles crack double digits. It's 15-10.
That was the point I was going to make. You can see a big difference in Nina in the fact that she is going to the rim. She's known as a shooter.
Yep. Gets them both to fall at the free throw line, and it's 15-11 now, UI.
I tell you, this is hot potato with the point guard for Illinois. Nobody wants the ball if V. Charles is on them. Watch it.
Believe that's Camille Jackson working the point right now. Gives it up out high. Now back to Jackson. Crossover dribble being guarded by Haley Rhodes on the perimeter. To Dolan. Now to Bryant. She'll step into a three-pointer left wing and finds nothing but the bottom of the net. Genesis Bryant makes it an 18-11 game. Bryant now with 7 points here in the early going. Rhodes, a dribble, tried to get it inside to Sarek, has it intercepted, and another Eagle turnover. Here come the Fighting Illini. Bryant around a screen, off the mark with a 17-foot jumper, and Morehead State comes the other way. Novick with the rebound. She'll bring it the other way and contact and a foul. And let's see. It will be called a blocking foul. That could have gone on Novick. She pushed off a bit with her off arm, but got away with it.
Well, mission accomplished from rebound and run for two of those three that Coach Petrie is looking for.
That foul on Cameron Rhodes. That'll be her first. Morehead State will inbound near sideline. Seki Aroli gets it into the freshman point guard, Novick. She'll have a standing dribble on the left wing out to Seki Aroli around the horn to Haley Rhodes, who gives it off to her twin sister. Pass attempt for Novick here on the near side is a little off the mark, and it will go off of Novick's fingers and out of bounds.
So as of right now, Morehead State leads 11-7 on the boards. And we've seen the pace that is much quicker as soon as that ball comes off the rim.
This is an Illinois team that prides itself on its rebounding, so that's a very good start for the Eagles. Long three-point try, way too strong for Illinois. Sekiaroli, the long rebound for Morehead State. Off to Novick, dribbles into the lane, kicks it into the far corner. I believe that was Jaden Rhodes, her jumper off the mark, but a rebound for Novick. Out to Sekiaroli, right back to Novick, and she'll set things up from the right hash. Dribbles around a high screen, stops top of the key, gives it off to Jaden Rhodes. Three-pointer is off the front of the iron, no, and the floor rebound to UI. I believe that was Bostic coming away with it. Gives it up to Genesis Bryant. Drives left baseline, right-handed scoop as she blew right by her defender and lays it up and in.
That was Novick's help. She missed on that one. She had to step over and cut off that drive.
20-11 Illinois now. 18 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Morehead State basketball as Sekiaroli holds out high. Chest pass to Novick, left of the top of the key. Left wing now to Haley Rhodes. Puts down a couple of dribbles. Now works around a high screen. And we've got a whistle and apparently another offensive foul for an illegal screen on Morehead State.
I completely missed that one, Tom. Yep. I didn't see that. I didn't even see a screen.
That will go on Michaela Hall. And for Hall, that is personal foul number one. Yeah, I didn't see it either. 5.3 seconds as Illinois brings it into the front court. Bryant straightaway three. Off the iron, no good. Novick the long rebound for MSU, and the first quarter will come to a close. 10 minutes in the books on this 2023-24 season opener, and Illinois at home leads Morehead State 20-11 as we go to our first quarter break here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
20-11, Illinois leads Morehead State after one quarter of action in women's college basketball action on this Tuesday night in November. Tom Lewis along with Wes Holland. Wes, we're still trying to wind back up to game speed ourselves. It's kind of hard to throw in a lot of descriptors with so many new faces for Morehead State. But one that's really stood out to us in the early going, Blessing King.
Oh, my goodness. We were just talking about her during the break. I mean, she's giving up size. Everybody she's blocking out, but she is pulling down the boards, and when she's not, she's blocking out bigger players and giving space to those guards to get the rebounds.
Played one season at Florida Southwestern State and averaged 13.7 rebounds a game there as Morehead State has the basketball to start the second quarter. Veronica Charles around a high screen, gives it off to Novick on the left side, holds it on her hip as she drives into the lane, and from the hip puts it up and through.
Great Euro step.
Yep.
Wonder where she learned that.
Maybe Belarus. 20-13 is the true freshman. Adds to her point total. She now has four on the night. UI basketball. Bostic gives it off to Bryan, who curls out to take. Gives it off to Jackson. Three-pointer right wing. Dances around, will not go. And another rebound for Morehead State. Seki Aroli ahead to Novick, who comes up the left sideline. Hands it off to Charles. She'll circle back out into the top of the key. Kicks it with one hand to Seki Aroli. Drives right baseline. Scoops it out to Sarek. Left wing three. Misses everything. Novick able to save it back in bounds. And let's see, as it goes out of bounds, officials are discussing. Morehead State, I think, is going to keep possession. In front of the Illinois bench, Seki Aroli will play it inbounds to Novick near the right hash. Crossover dribble, drives right side, kicks it into the near corner to Charles, steps into a three, but it ricochets hard off the back of the iron near the Illinois bench. Players diving on the floor for it, and last touched by Morehead State's Novick as she and Genesis Bryant slid to the floor trying to get possession. And so the Fighting Illini will get it back. Again, 20-13. UI leads MSU, 8:46 to play in the second.
And the again, Tom, the offense got the right shot. She was wide open in the corner. They're 0-10 on those threes, but 5-6 of those are uncontested.
Yeah. Good looking shots, just good opportunities, but not executed well. On the other end, Dolan, pull up jumper from 14 is too strong. Morehead State rebound. Here's Novick. She'll back it out at the right hash. Gives to Charles, right back to Novick on the right wing. Holds the basketball, gets a double team, and now gives it off to Sarek. She'll drive to the low block. Fade away in the lane is no good, and the rebound to UI. Here comes Bryant into the front court. Crossover, loses the handle, should have been a double dribble, but instead she'll get away with it and lay it off the glass and through.
That one looked pretty obvious.
Yes. 22-13 as we reach the 8-minute mark of quarter number two. Illinois with the lead, Morehead State with the basketball. Novick, left-handed pass to Halia Rhodes, around the horn to Charles, back out to Sarek, to Novick, right hash. She'll circle around a defender, takes it into the lane, scoops it off the glass, little too short off the front of the rim, and another Illinois defensive rebound. Bostic gets around a defender, lays it up and through, and a foul. Actually, that was Dolan who took the pass from Bostic. Count the basket for Dolan, and she'll have a chance for a three-point play. That foul will go on Seki Aroli, trying to slide over and draw the charge, but she was a little late.
So MSU is going to have to adjust their defense a little bit. We know how Kayla likes to play defense. She loves that man-to-man, tight, pressure D. With the athletes that Illinois has thrown out there at this point, they're not going to be able to stay in front of them. They're going to have to play off. They're going to have to give them some space.
Dolan's free throw is good. She'll complete the old-fashioned three-point play, and the lead up to a dozen now for Illinois, 25-13, 7.5 to play in the second quarter. Novick will jog up the right sideline and now floats back between the circles as she enters the front court to Seki Aroli, underhands it right back to Novick. Now to Michaela Hall, to Charles. She'll float to the top of the key, gives it off to Blessing King. Turn move in the lane, and she took an extra step before she got the shot off. Make that Skylar Barnes, excuse me, another newcomer from Morehead State. Barnes, 5'9 junior from Lancaster, Texas, played at Blinn College in Texas before coming to MSU. So another Morehead State turnover. That's the ninth in the first half for the Eagles. And here comes Illinois the other way. It's Genesis Bryant up the right side, harassed by Charles defensively, gets into the lane, gets cut off, step back, little baby hook with the right hand is good. 27-13, Illinois. And Genesis Bryant with 13 of her team's 27 markers. On the other end, strong move to the hoop by Katie Novick, and she'll lay it up in over a defender or two. It's 27-15 now, UI.
It's a very different style point guard than we have seen out of Morehead State for quite some time.
Reminds me a little bit of Alice Reconati at Eastern Kentucky. On the other end, nice little entry pass to Bostic. Her shot would not go, and it looks like another foul coming on Morehead State. That probably could have been let go. That'll go on Katie Novick. And for Novick, that's personal foul number two. Bostic to the line for two shots for Illinois. She only shot three free throws last year and missed all three. But a heck of a player. Gets the first one to dance around and fall. Last year, 10.2 points and almost 10 boards a game. Also a block and a half an outing.
And we're seeing this test and learn process we were talking about. They've now had 10 players in the game for Morehead State University with Soderlund coming in there.
Matilda Soderlund out of Stockholm, Sweden, 5'6 junior. She'll give it up to Michaela Hall, who almost got away with a travel. Gives it back to Soderlund. She'll curl into the lane. Now Secchi Aroli just to the left of the top of the key, way off the mark with her three-point try too strong. The basketball ricochets around, last touched by Illinois, and Morehead State will keep possession.
I want a challenge flag on that one. I want a challenge flag. I think Illinois touched that last.
Yeah. Now the Eagles will keep it. 13 on the shot clock. The shot did not touch the rim. Soderlund to Veronica Charles. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Try to turn around jumper. It was contested. Instead passed off to Jaden Rhodes. Make it Haley Rhodes. Now Soderlund straight away three. It's an air ball. And it will go out of bounds baseline. So the Eagles getting some open looks from long range, but they have yet to find the mark.
This has got to be nerves. Right, Tom?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not close.
No.
I mean, most of them are not hitting the rim.
0 of 12 now from long distance are the Eagles. And Illinois will have the basketball up by 14 with 5:57 to go in the first half. Genesis Bryant floats to the right, guarded closely by Charles. Finds, I believe that's Dolan in the lane, or is it Bostic in the lane? And she'll lay it up and in with authority, and she draws another foul, and Katie Bostic will go back to the free throw line.
They called that on McBride, I believe, on the foul.
I believe you are right. Yep, Paris McBride with the personal.
Boy, she looked like she was straight up and down.
Yep. Illinois has hit its last four field goal tries. And Bostic will try to complete the three-point play here, and does, right on the money. 32-15, Illini. McBride up the right side, out to Blessing King, gives it back to McBride, and we've got contact out on the perimeter as Charles had set a screen, and running over her was Corey Allen, a 5'10 freshman from Nashville, Tennessee. Allen will be called for the personal foul for Illinois. And so Morehead State will inbound far side at the hash. Comes into McBride. She puts down the dribble. Man-to-man defense comes around a high screen from King, but gets cut off top of the key. Hands it off briefly to Haley Rhodes, right back to McBride, who puts down the dribble again. Gets another screen. Nothing there. She'll step into a three off the back of the iron. No good. Bryant the rebound for the Illini will come the other way. Bounce pass, low block, now kicked back out to Bostic, around to Cameron Rhodes, who buries the three-pointer, and it's a 20-point Illini advantage now, 35-15.
Great ball movement, cross-court, weak side pass, wide open.
Clock ticks under 5 minutes, so there will be a timeout at the next dead ball. Secchi Aroli, left wing three, hits the first three-pointer of the night for Morehead State. It took them 14 tries, but finally find the bottom of the net.
We don't have to say that.
It's been rough going, but it's good to see one fall finally for the Eagles. Bryant kicks it cross court. Three-point try, no good. The ball will ricochet out of bounds over into the corner, and that will take us to a media timeout. 4:32 to play here in the first half. Champaign, Illinois. It's Illinois leading Morehead State 35-18 as we go to the break. Here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64 exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
35-18, Illinois leads Moorhead State as we get set to return to action at State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Wes, if Moorhead State could find the range from three-point range, this would be a little closer ball game for sure.
My goodness, wouldn't it, though? I mean, 1 of 15.
Sacchiaroli with the basketball. Nice bounce pass inside to King, who corrals it, gets it to Charles, back out to Sacchiaroli. Now to Sarek. She'll curl into the lane. Her shot attempt blocked, picked up by King to Charles. Three-point try left side, left too short, and the rebound to Illinois. Genesis Bryant, having a heck of a game, came away with that rebound. Comes the other way, gets around a defender. Reverse layup is good, and she is fouled. So Genesis Bryant with 15 points, a chance to make it 16 as she'll go back to the free throw line.
And that was a good call because, frankly, Blessing King got off. She got behind her on that. She was supposed to switch earlier. That was a difference in the way that they've been playing defense on that possession as compared to the rest of the game before that.
Right.
She just didn't get there in time. It was the right idea, did not get there in time.
Bryant's free throw rims in and out, no good. One of her few misses tonight. She's 7 of 9 from the floor. Sarek, the rebound for Moorhead State, gives it up to Charles out high. She'll work the right side. Gets cut off, can't penetrate, picks up her dribble, kicks it back out to Katie Novick at the right hash. Puts down the left-handed dribble, curls down the left side of the lane. Her shot attempt is stuffed. I believe that was Camille Hobby with the block. Bryant with the basketball comes up the right sideline. Underhands it to the curling Jackson. Nice look underneath. Found Bostic wide open on the block. Fed her beautifully, and Bostic puts it up and through. 39-18, Illinois. Sarek with the basketball. Outside the apex of the arc, a couple of dribbles, hands it off to Novick, now to Charles. Thought about the left wing three, instead puts it on the floor and retreats. Now rotates to the right, tried to scoop it up at the low block, had her shot stuffed, but I believe a foul coming on Illinois.
Really good attack by V. Charles there. She got two screens on that one. She got one on the ball and then one after she got to the free throw line. Really well-designed play by the coaching staff.
Eagles will inbounds. The foul came before the shot attempts. Now Veronica Charles, high left side, cans a three-pointer. Moorhead State now finding the range a little better from deep, and it's 39-21 Illinois. Illini basketball. Hobby holds top of the key, puts down the dribble, now picks it up, floats it to Bostic to the left side of the lane, and a whistle. and a turnover. Not sure if they called a foul on Bostic or maybe 3 seconds. Either way, it's Morehead State basketball. Novick picks up her dribble, gives to Hall right side, gives it off to the curling Rhodes. Now to Veronica Charles. Fake the shot, put down the dribble to Michaela Hall, to Novick. Kicks it far side to Hall. She'll try to penetrate, turnaround jumper off the block, dances across the rim, no. Bostic the backside rebound, gets it ahead, I believe, to Rhodes. Bounce pass to Hobby outside the left block. She'll try the jumper from there. It rolls around, down, out, and back down in. And it's a 20-point advantage now for Illinois. Under 2 minutes to play in the first half. Novick calls signals as she crosses midcourt. Floats to the right. Hesitates and comes back to the left. Picks up her dribble outside the arc. Gives it off at the hash to Charles' right side. She'll try to penetrate. Floater, no good, and a whistle. And it looks like a foul on Rhodes of Illinois. Morehead State will inbound. It comes into Novick near the right hash. Tries the bounce pass on the entry to Michaela Hall, and Hall and an Illinois defender made contact. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be a Morehead State turnover.
Yeah, and if Morehead State wants to keep this respectable, last minute and a half, good defense, make them take some time off the clock, get up, get a good shot when they come back down the court.
Eagles now with 12 first-half turnovers, only 4 for Illinois. Hobby, nice move on the baseline, probably got away with a walk, missed the reverse layup, and the ball will go out of bounds in the corner. Morehead State will get possession.
Because Morehead State's done a great job of getting open shots when they've wanted to be patient, when they've taken their time.
Well, Illinois will get the basketball. It's inbounded. Hobby in the lane, puts it up, no good. Fight for the rebound, and Illinois will come away with it. And McKenzie will can the baseline jumper mid-range near side, and it's 43-21 Illinois. Morehead State basketball. Hall to Charles, gives it to Jaden Rhodes, to her sister Haley. She'll drive to the free throw line, kicks it back out to Hall, fakes the handoff to Charles. Instead, we'll give it to the curling Novick, who puts down the standing dribble between the circles. Nice spin move as she penetrates along the right side, kicks to Charles, fadeaway three-pointer, left wing, right on the money. Second three-pointer of the night now for V, and it's 43-24, Illinois.
Boy, that penetration is creating a lot of opportunities to pass out of the lane.
Illinois basketball, about a five-second differential between shot and game clock, 18 to shoot. Bostic, dangerous pass, gets it to her teammate McKenzie. Shot attempt no good by Rhodes. Rebound tracked down by Jada Peebles, and a foul on Morehead State's Veronica Charles as she tried to strip it away from Peebles. 12.3 seconds to play in the first half. And that's the fifth foul of the quarter on Morehead State, so Peebles will shoot free throws for the Illini. Peebles, a 5'10", fifth-year player from Raleigh, North Carolina. Started 6 games last year for the Illini. Averaged 6.5 points a game, 43% from the floor. And she cans the first of 2 free throws here to extend the lead back to 20.
And Morehead State still winning the rebound battle, the offensive rebound battle. A lot of hustle stats out there. And you would think they'd be really difficult, as many shots as they've missed.
Second free throw won't go, but ball volleyed around, and Illinois will keep it. 5 seconds to go. Penetration, kick to the far side, shot no good. Another forced shot attempt, no good. And I believe that's how the first half will come to an end. Yes, no foul on the play. And so we've reached halftime at State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois. And it's the homestanding Fighting Illini with the 20-point advantage over Morehead State, 44-24. We'll take a break, come back with our halftime festivities right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. a proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Time in Champaign, Illinois. Moorhead State Lee, or trails, excuse me, number 23, Illinois, 44-24. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you calling tonight's action. And Wes, really, the score probably a little more lopsided than when you look at the stats, you would think it would be. The one glaring issue for the Eagles has been inaccuracy from three-point range, but a lot of the other stats, very, very close.
They really are. There's a whole lot of the hustle numbers, the steals, the rebounds, the offense. A lot of stats are looking really good. I'm excited to see this team against some of the other competition they're going to face this year. But you know what I'm going to talk about, right?
Yes.
Extra possessions. Right? And you certainly cannot give Illinois extra possessions. So Moorhead State University, 12 turnovers to 8 rebounds, negative 4 on the extra possession stats, right? Illinois, 7 offensive rebounds, so Moorhead State doing a good job, more than Illinois, but only 4 turnovers for a positive 3. So that is a net 7 extra possessions for Illinois, and you just can't do that and expect to remain competitive, no matter how good or bad you're shooting at this point.
Exactly. And as rough as the going has been from three-point range for Moorhead State so far, inside the arc, the Eagles shooting it quite well at about 50% inside three-point range. So once they get penetration, they've done a pretty good job of finishing, and that's another thing we've noticed so far with this Eagle team, much more aggressive taking the ball to the hoop than we saw for the most part last year.
Yeah, here's some great radio for you. They just look different, right? I mean, sitting here and watching them play, their blockouts, their intensity, how quickly they're getting up the floor, how they're attacking the rim. We have not seen that in the last 2 years, Tom. It looks like a very different team with a much more exciting style of play. And I think fans are going to have a good time listening to and watching this team this year.
Certainly hope so. It looks good. Other than the discrepancy in the score right now, it's been a fun game to watch so far. 44-24, Illinois leads Moorhead State at halftime. We'll take a 2-minute break and come back with our MSU halftime feature, and then more of our halftime festivities as we look at your stats and more as we continue here on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoie Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Dr. Dwayne Dale, Director of Bands at MSU. Dr. Dale, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
So you started at MSU in 2017, and as I understand, in that time, there have been primarily three bands.
That's correct. Yeah, we have our top ensemble, and this is by audition. Our top ensemble is called the Symphonic Winds, and then we have a concert band that's a little bit larger, and of course our MSU marching band.
Three really strong programs, but we're very excited because this year you have added a brass band. Please tell us about it.
I have, yeah. I played in a brass band in the past. I'm a trombonist, and it was a very different experience from being in a concert band or a marching band. It was something that sort of opened my eyes to that whole different world of I guess you could say banding. And so I wanted to bring that to our students.
And what is the difference for anyone who may not know between these four different types of bands compared to a brass band specifically?
Right. Well, I think probably the biggest difference is of course the absence of any woodwinds. Your typical concert band will have woodwind, clarinets, flutes, saxophones, and whatnot, and of course brass instruments and percussion. A brass band has only brass and with occasional percussionists, timpani, and a few percussion instruments in the back.
Does that lead to a richer sound?
It's a different sound. One of the things that any musician in training should experience is as many different ways of making music and different ensembles as possible, because all of these bring different demands of a musician, whether it be what you hear and what you have to adapt to in live performance or the music that you play or the technical demands on your instrument. I think one of the biggest gains for our students, for our brass students, is that without the woodwinds, the woodwinds in a typical concert band primarily have the most technical challenging parts rhythmically and whatnot. So in the brass band, those demands are placed on the brass players. So they are challenged to do new things in new ways and to listen to each other in new ways.
This has been Moorhead State Today with our guest, Dr. Dwayne Dale, Director of Bands at MSU. Moorhead State Today is a production of Moorhead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY Moorhead State Public Radio.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at GiovannisPizzaPower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit KYLottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
In a world without Mountain Dew, life would be pretty dull. So grab yourself a Mountain Dew and get that incomparable blast of neon citrus flavor. Hey, if you're not having an outrageously good time, you're not drinking Dew. Do the Dew.
Welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle,
the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Transport yourself to an alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Zero sugar. All Dew.
Welcome back. Halftime as Morehead State trails the 23rd-ranked Fighting Illini of Illinois 44-24. Let's take a quick look at some of your halftime numbers. The Eagles were 9 of 29 from the floor, 31% in the first half. Illinois, 18 of 34, 53% from three-point range. MSU struggled to find the range, missed their first 13 three-pointers, but they finished strong and 3 of 17 for the half, 3 of 9 Illinois from three-point range. The Eagles hit all three of their free throws. Illinois 5 of 7 from the stripe. Eagles turned it over 12 times, Illinois 4 times. Points off turnovers, 16 to nothing in favor of the Fighting Illini. Morehead State actually winning the battle of the boards so far, 19 to 18, with an 8 to 7 edge on the offensive glass. And points in the paint, Illinois 24, Morehead State 12. Individually, it's Katie Novick and Veronica Charles leading the way with points for Morehead State with 6 apiece, 5 points for Haley Rhodes, 3 points for Melissa Secchiaroli, and 2 points for Paris McBride and for Valentina Sarek. For Illinois, 2 players in double figures already, led by Genesis Bryant with 15, 11 for Kendall Bostic, 4 points for McKenzie, 3 points each for Rhodes, Dolan, and Peebles, as well as Shoup Hill, and 2 points for Hobby. Again, your halftime score, 44-24, Illinois on top of Morehead State. We'll take one more one-minute break and come back and get set for second half action right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy 4 styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
There's just something about home. Whether it's getting home at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting on the front porch visiting with friends and neighbors, there's no place like home. We love hometown community events and the special people who make this region home to each of us. That's the background to Hinton Mills Homegrown Feed. Hinton Mills Feed is made fresh in our meals daily and sourced with many ingredients grown by local farmers. Our feed is made with care by familiar faces, especially for you, our friends at home. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
44-24, Illinois leading Morehead State at halftime in this season opener of the 2023-24 women's college basketball campaign. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Before we get set for our second half to tip off, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Morehead State Women's Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Wes Holland, as far as adjustments or what you might like to see for Morehead State as we get ready for the third quarter.
You know, I've been on the other side of these blowouts as a coach before, right? And I mean, and 20 points, don't get me wrong. Could it be done? Sure, but let's be real. A lot of times in this second half, you're going to be working in, hey, we're starting from zero at halftime. You're going to make sometimes maybe 4 and 5 minute challenges to your players. Hey, we win 5 minutes. We win 2 minutes. We win 3 minutes. And you string a few of those together and you start to get to see what you have in your team in difficult circumstances like that, right? Who can block out the noise? Who can go out there and keep fighting and really buy in to win those 4 minutes, 5 minutes? It tells you a lot about your team.
It does. Huh? And I will say, to Kayla Petrie's credit, she's pretty realistic about these games. A lot of people call them money games, you know, the guarantee games, that phrase has been used. But she realizes this is part of the teaching experience, and winning this game, while that would be fantastic, really isn't the most important thing. You're looking for ways to help your team get better each and every outing, and this is a good first step.
And especially the younger players, you want them to see the speed. You want them to feel that power. I mean, they're obviously outsized, they're out-quicked, they're out, I mean, out everything, for the most part, physically. And you want them to experience that. And that way, when they see other competition, it doesn't feel overwhelming when they get to that point.
Illinois will have the basketball to start the second half. It will be Bryant, Peeble, Shoophill, McKenzie, and Bostic on the floor to begin the second half for the Illini. For Morehead State, Veronica Charles, Jaden Rhodes, Melissa Secchiaroli, Katie Novick, and Michaela Hall. With the basketball, Illinois, Shoophill, left side to Jackson, misses the shot, fight for the rebound on the floor, two Eagles fall to the floor, one of them gets the basketball, tied up, and on the alternating possession, Morehead State will get it. Illinois showing some full court pressure. Eagles get it inbounds, Jaden Rhodes ahead to Secchiaroli, up ahead to Charles. Left side, she'll float it back out top to Novick, who will hold the basketball and set the offense. Gives it to Blessing King. Off to Secchiaroli, three-pointer high off the back of the iron. The ball rainbows back outside the arc, and Illinois will come away with it.
Let's watch on this next defensive possession. I believe we're seeing a nice little defensive adjustment on the Morehead State side. It looked like they were playing a show on the screener. So the defender who is getting the screener will kind of slip back to cut off the lane.
Bryant angles right wing, left-handed pass out top. And now an entry pass down low to Bostic. She'll kick it into the near corner. But a three-second violation comes before that pass, and that will go against McKenzie, I believe. So the first turnover of the second half on Illinois. Again, full court pressure. King gets it in to Secchiaroli. Now Novick, she'll try to pass ahead to Secchiaroli. Dangerous pass at the hash, but she's able to corral. Finds King breaking down the lane. Bounce pass led her beautifully, and Blessing King picks up the basket.
Phenomenal press break right there. Got a three-on-one on the back end.
44-26 now, Illinois with the lead in the ball, as Morehead State gets the first bucket of the third quarter. Penetration off the left side. Shot is deflected away, but a good offensive rebound. Putback won't go, though. And now Morehead State in transition. Novick tried to get it ahead to Jaden Rhodes, who got behind the defense, but good transition defense to swat the ball away and prevent the bucket. Morehead State will keep possession, though.
And a quick friendly conversation between V and Novick there, that V was wide open.
Novick will inbound, far side to our right, gets it into Charles, who curls back outside, gives it up to Secchiaroli. She'll rotate to the top of the key and give it up to King. Hands it off to Novick. She'll take it into the key. Nice give and go as she finds King breaking again off the left side. And King, the easy layup. And two more points for Blessing. 44-28 Illinois.
Backdoor action. They're looking for that screen and roll now.
Worked like a charm two trips in a row. Illinois basketball. Entry pass intended, I believe, for McKenzie is off the mark. Morehead State the other way. Three-pointer by Charles. Left side, way short. Shoup Hill the rebound for the Illini. Here they come. Long-range three-pointer. Rims in and out, no good. King ends up with the basketball. To Novick ahead to Rhodes, who cherry-picked behind the defense and got the easy bucket. And Morehead State on a 6-0 run to start the third quarter. Cuts it to 44-30, and Illinois wants a timeout. We'll take one as well. 7:32 to play, third quarter. Illinois' lead cut to 44-30 over Morehead State here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Rake in the savings as prices are falling on Allen's IGA. Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week include USDA Fresh Lean Store Ground Chuck, only $3.99 a pound. Five ripe avocados are just $5. And the large 16-ounce cans of Bush's Best Beans are four for only $5. Falling prices at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
44-30. Illinois leads Morehead State as we return to third quarter action. Entry pass on the bounce to Bostic. Spin move, left-handed hook, no good. Fight for the rebound, and Morehead State will come away with it on the break. Seki Aroli doesn't have the numbers, though, and will pull it back out right side and gives it up to Bostic. She'll put it on the floor and work over to the left hash. Comes around a high screen. Pick and roll, and the shot no good. And it looks like a turnover on Morehead State. I thought that was going to be a personal foul on Illinois.
What could that have possibly been?
The only thing I can figure might have been an illegal screen. They're calling the turnover on Jaden Rhodes, it appears. And unless she traveled, I don't know, Wes. I'm with you. I thought that was a foul on the shot attempt.
Huh.
As it stands, Illinois basketball. Into the lane, Camille Jackson tried a little underhanded floater, and Seki Aroli will be called for the personal. We'll see if they say it was in the act of shooting or if they will inbound.
It'll have to be a shooting foul. I mean, she wasn't anywhere close to her even before that shot went up. But back on the other end, I don't even know what that could have been outside of maybe a walk.
No.
She certainly didn't walk on that.
It did not look like it. Jada Peebles actually will step to the line. First one rims in and out, no good.
Ball don't lie, Tom Lewis.
It does
Ball
not.
Ball don't lie.
Peebles, one more chance here. Trying to put Illinois on the board for the first time here in the second half and fails as it rims in and out. Morehead State rebound. Streaking the other way, Veronica Charles. She'll put on the brakes as she gets between the circles. man-to-man defense. Charles works around a high screen, stops near the low block left side, kicks it across to Sekiaroli, right wing three, way too strong. Charles will track down the rebound, goes to the floor, gets it away to Novick. Novick works up the right sideline, now along the baseline, finds King in the lane, kicks it out. Jaden Rhodes, three-pointer, too short, out of bounds off of the foot of Jada Peebles, and Morehead State will keep it.
No shortness of heart on this one. Oh, my goodness. They are all over the place. There is, I remember the very first possession of this game, Illinois got an easy offensive rebound and put back, and I thought, oh, no, this is going to be a long one. But they have absolutely come to play.
Yes,
they are out there fighting.
Novick will inbound, baseline near side, gets it into Sarek, hands it right back to Novick. She gets tripped up as she got out around the right elbow, and a foul call, I think, on Bostic. Nope, they're going to actually say on Bryant. Genesis Bryant will pick up that personal. That's only her first and the first of the quarter on Illinois. So Morehead State again will inbound baseline near side. Novick will trigger. Looking. Holds the ball over her head. Now a chest pass to Charles. Got it in left side. Cut off at the low block. Finally gets it away to one of the Rhodes sisters. That's Haley. She'll drive left side of the lane. Stops. Pops from 13. No good. And the rebound by Bostic. She'll give it up to Bryan, who works up the right sideline into the front court for the Illini. Now curls back into the lane. Up and under move. May have gotten away with a travel, but another basket for Genesis Bryant. Her 17th point. And the first points of the second half for Illinois. It's 46-30, Fighting Illini.
I could give her the Euro half step on that. That wasn't too bad.
Charles, strong to the hoop, goes to the floor, but gets the shot to go off the window and draws the foul, and we'll have a chance for an and one. Bostic called for bodying her up and guilty of too much contact. Boy, Charles did a fantastic job using her off arm to fend that contact off and maintain the body control she needed to make that little shot.
She is so good with creating that space in the trees. Right, obviously, V is not a tall human, so she does a great job just creating enough of a gap she can get it up there.
She's listed at 5'4".
Generous.
Free throw up, completes the and one, and it's 46-33 Illinois now.
Don't look now, 13-point
really?
Game.
5:39 to play, third quarter. Illinois on offense, gets it into the front court. Rhodes handles the basketball, working against one of the Rhodes sisters. Gets it into, I believe that was Hobby who got the bucket. I saw the four, thought I saw one, but I wasn't sure. On the other end, Blessing King again open right underneath, and a good entry pass to get it to her, and she'll scoop it up and through. King now with 6 points, and it's 48-35 Illinois.
Oh my, wraparound pass around Hobby there.
Floater in the lane on the other end by Bryant is right on the money. Back to a 15-point Illini advantage. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Called by Illinois. Full timeout. We'll step out. 4:53 to play, third quarter. Illinois leads Morehead State 50-35 on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hardy's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardy's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Illinois leads Morehead State. Just under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Blessing King with 6 points here in the quarter. And Katie Novick with 5 assists in the game now. 3 of those in the last 5 minutes. Wes, the young point guard, getting it done.
Boy, you know, she's first half, she's scoring the ball. Now she's getting great assist numbers. Really, she brings a good dynamic to this offense.
Charles tried to penetrate but had her pass deflected away. On the break, here comes the Illini. Shot no good. It was Dolan who took it up strong, but she'll draw the foul. And that will go on Morehead State's Haley Rhodes. For Rhodes, that's personal foul number one. And the second of the quarter on the Eagles as Dolan toes the nail for 2 free throws here. Dolan's first up, too strong off the back of the iron.
You know, Tom, I was talking about game within a game. Whenever you're down 20 points like that, yeah, you look at the first, 7 minutes, MSU 14, Illinois 7. Mm.
Dolan does can the second free throw. It's 51-35 Illinois now as Morehead State works into the offensive end. Blessing King holds out high, puts down a couple of dribbles, hands off to Novick. To Charles now, right side of the key. She'll retreat back outside the arc. Now steps into a straightaway three right on the money. First three-pointer of the second half for Morehead State, and it's 51-38. Fighting Illini with the lead and the basketball. They come into the front court. Rhodes holds the ball, and we've got a whistle away from the basketball.
It's down the post. It's got to be King.
It is Blessing King picking up that personal foul, and that's her third. So a little bit of foul trouble for Blessing. Morehead State, a few other players with 2 personal fouls. King, the first player in the game, with 3.
Blessing and Hobby were having quite the wrestling match down the post. happened to be looking down there.
You talked about Blessing earlier being a little bit undersized. She's pretty thin, wiry, but you can tell she's got some strength in that wiry body. Genesis Bryant rotates into the lane, gets cut off. Kicks it back out to Rhodes. Floater, too strong off the neck of the iron. Got her missed. Put it back up off the glass and through. Back to a 15-point advantage for the Fighting Illini as Novick crosses midcourt. Tried to get it to King underneath, but that pass probably ill-advised. Easily picked off. Here's Novick on the break. Missed the right-handed layup from the left side, but it's McKenzie there to pick up the rebound and kick it back out. Illinois will reset offensively.
2 easy offensive rebounds, 2 extra possessions. Can't do that.
Used to Bostic, and now Dolan has her pocket picked by Veronica Charles. She'll streak the other way, got behind everybody, and an uncontested layup. It's back down to a 13-point game, 53-40, with just over 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Charles now with 14 points to lead Morehead State. Rhodes with the basketball, another whistle away from the ball, and another Morehead State foul. This will go on Haley Rhodes. That's her second. And the fifth of the quarter on Morehead State, or the fourth of the quarter, excuse me, on Morehead State. So Illinois will inbound.
That was off the ball. I didn't see it. Was that another screen?
Apparently so.
Okay.
Hughes will float it inbounds. To McKenzie, gives it up to Bryant, feeds underneath to Bostic, fakes, puts it up, no good, but a whistle and a foul called. This will go on Novick, looked like good position, and she was pretty well straight up. But Novick will pick up her fourth personal foul just like that. Actually, excuse me, her third personal.
She came around from the back. That's what got her on that one.
So Bostic at the line hits the first of two, 54-40.
Michaela Hall did a great job just going straight up and down, stopping that. Novick had no need to go back and swat that ball.
Missed free throw on the second attempt. Illinois will come up with the offensive rebound. So the Eagles unable to corral that long ricochet, and Illinois will get another chance. Bryant working against Novick forces it up, and I think Novick picked up her fourth foul there. Yes, she did. So Katie Novick, some signs of brilliance in this game, but also some signs of her youth. Just turned 18 years old recently. The true freshman out of Belarus will probably have to head to the bench with that fourth foul, and Paris McBride will come back on to replace her, the 5'6 redshirt junior out of Richmond, Virginia.
Good strong backup to be coming in the lineup.
Yeah.
This is looking like a very deep team. It looks like they can legitimately go 8 to 10 deep.
Yeah. Bryant at the line gets the second of two to fall, and it's 56-40 Illinois. McBride last year before her preseason knee injury was penciled in to be the starter at the two guard, and that's where Veronica Charles ended up playing and becoming a first-team All-OVC performer. Bullet pass from Michaela Hall intended for Sarek down in the restricted area. Little too much juice on that one, and Sarek could not control it. Goes out of bounds, and another Morehead State turnover, their 16th of this ballgame.
It's 17 seconds on the shot clock. There's no need to force that pass. You had two people in orange in between the receiver and the passer.
We've liked Morehead State's aggressiveness trying to get it down low, but you're right. That was one time where they went a little more quickly than they should have, given the circumstance. Another whistle away from the basketball, and this is a foul on Valentina Sarek, apparently trying to fight through a screen.
This is another real challenge for coaches, is keeping your players motivated to play defense when you're getting these kind of calls.
Yeah,
that's really tough. That fighting through screens, the screens off of the ball, that they're calling a lot of things that you ordinarily, depending on crew, are just not going to see.
Yeah, puts Dolan back at the free throw line, hits the first of two, the second one also on the money. 6 points now for Dolan, four of those six from the stripe. Pause in play as there's a substitution for Illinois. Couldn't pick up on our monitor, but Morehead State now will come the other way. McBride running the point. Crosses the timeline. Picked up out near the center circle by Bryant. Keeps the right-handed dribble. Underhands it to Charles, who curls out to take it. Comes around the apex of the arc and backs it out near the left hash. Now back to the right. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Floater off the right block, no good. Sarek, the offensive rebound, puts it back up strong and through. Sarek really had to fight for that basketball. Once she corralled it, soft touch to finish it up. 58-42 now, Illinois. Bryant into the lane, forces it up, but she'll draw the foul, although the shot attempt hit the underside of the rim. But she'll go to the line for two shots as Paris McBride picked up the foul. Number two on Paris. So Genesis Bryant working on a 21-point night. First free throw up and good. Bryant last year, an 89% free throw shooter.
And 7 of the 15 points in the second half for Illinois have been on free throws.
Bryant makes another, back to an 18-point advantage. The Eagles had cut it down as close as 13 here in the third quarter. 1:23 to play. One of the Rhodes sisters drives, puts it up, missed the shot. May have been partially blocked, but she also got contact, and Haley Rhodes will go to the free throw line for two shots on the Morehead State end.
Oh, yep, got her on the
head. A lot of contact. Bostic came over late and tried to block the shot. Instead got Haley in the forehead with her elbow. So Haley Rhodes, one of the Rhodes Twins from Keller, Texas, puts the first free throw up. It's good. Haley, last year for MSU, appeared in 31 games, started 21 of them. Second free throw up, rolls around and falls. 60-44, the Illini advantage now as we tick down below 120 to play in the third quarter. Illinois basketball. Rhodes, bounce pass, right elbow to Bostic. And a whistle away from the ball again. And another foul on Morehead State. This on Haley Rhodes, her third.
I mean, I don't know what they expect them to do to fight through a screen.
Yeah.
You can't just be screened.
Right.
You have to fight through the screen.
And this is the Big Ten, for crying out loud.
Right.
That's where, I mean, you expect that kind of physical play in that conference. But Bryant back to the line, and she'll hit the first of two free throws. Second one up, rolls around and falls. 25 points now for Genesis Bryant, and a 62-44 lead for the Illini.
10 of 18 on free throws. Wow. In the second half. Most of those off ball.
Michaela Hall hands it off to Paris McBride, left hash. Chest pass to Charles on the left wing. Crosses over, gets cut off at the low block, out to Hall, to Sarek, around the horn to Charles. Or make that McBride, excuse me. Out to Hall, to Charles. Good ball movement, wide open three, but it's left short. Charles got her own miss, puts it off the glass and through. Great job by Veronica tracking that down. Knew it was short, went for the rebound. Nobody blocked her out, and she finished it up.
And Sarek absolutely plowed somebody under the goal to open up that shot, and there's no call.
62-46. Illinois, 6 second differential thereabouts between the shot and game clocks, 12 to shoot for Illinois as we tick near the end of the third quarter. Here's Bryant, bounce pass to the elbow to McKenzie, tried to get it underneath to Bostic, but it's taken away by McBride. Ahead to Hall, 3 seconds to play, pass out to McBride, taken away, and the shot is no good. Desperation half court heave, nowhere close. And so after three quarters of play at State Farm Center in Champaign, it's Illinois 62, Morehead State 46. Back with our fourth quarter after this break here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64 exit 133. Online at linexofmorehead.com.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
62-46 as we get set for the fourth quarter. Illinois leads Morehead State in women's college basketball action. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland. Wes, what do you think Coach Petrie was telling her troops there in the third quarter? going into the fourth quarter huddle.
I probably can't be as animated. I was a minute ago, right, because I'm on the radio. But, no, it's she is telling her troops right now, look at that. You won the third quarter. You can play with these people. You can play with them.
22-18, the Morehead State advantage in the third quarter, and the Eagles start the fourth with the basketball. Charles to McBride. High left, puts it on the floor, takes it into the lane, underhand scoop. Nicely done by Paris McBride. Shielded off the defender, controlled the ball, protected it, and put it up and in.
And I guarantee you she finished with, you can win the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Do it.
And they're off to a good start, up 2-0 in the quarter, and 62-48, the disadvantage for the game. Bryant's pass underneath, deflected away. Morehead State comes up with a steal. It's McBride. From her back, gives it to Charles, who streaks up the left side. Back to McBride between the circles. Near wing to Haley Rhodes. Basket to our right. Out to McBride near the left hash. Gets a screen from Sarek. Nothing there. Now to Charles on the left side. She'll rotate back outside the arc and between the rings to reset. Six to shoot. Charles takes it into the lane. Bunny hop stop. Out to Sarek. Long range three. Bottom of the net. The Eagles as close as they've been since halftime, 62-51, an 11-point Illini advantage. But Morehead State off to a 5-0 start here in the fourth quarter.
It's this side of the floor. They got to win it on this side of the floor.
Rhodes to McKenzie on the left elbow, out to Bostic. Rhodes puts it on the floor, chest pass out to Peebles, gives it off to Bryant. Takes a bump, gets into the lane, floater high off the glass, no. And Morehead State, another strong defensive rebound, that by Sarek.
Good help. Sarek stayed home. She kept that from being an easy layup.
McBride will slow the tempo down as she stops in the Illini logo at center court, directing traffic with the left hand as she dribbles with the right. Picks up her dribble, goes to Sarek near the left hash. Hands it off to Haley Rhodes straight away. 3.5 to shoot on the shot clock. Rhodes drives left-handed. Layup no good, but got the rebound deflected right back to her. But now we've got a call away from the basketball again.
They call a walk.
And a travel. I did not see it, Wes.
Ooh, I didn't either.
Did not see it. Some phantom foul calls and a phantom travel right there, as it looked like Haley Rhodes was well within the confines of the rules with handling that basketball. Instead, it's turnover number 18 against Morehead State as Rhodes brings it into the front court for the Illini. Mishandled briefly by McKenzie. She'll get it back, puts it up in the lane, no good. Got her miss, put it up and through, and she's fouled. So Adalia McKenzie will go to the free throw line to try to complete a three-point play. Foul on McBride. Good call as she got McKenzie across the forearm trying to make that shot.
Paris tapped herself on the chest, said my bad to her teammate. She knew that getting beat on that dribble is what created that.
That's number two on McBride. First of the quarter on Morehead State.
Let's play the what-if game, though. If Morehead is just 8 of 25 on their three-pointers, this is 64-60.
And keep this in perspective, too, Wes, and I don't bring this up to be cruel or anything, but the last two times Morehead State has faced Big Ten competition, they've lost by 62 and 63 points. They're down by 13 right now in the fourth quarter.
That's an excellent point.
Missed free throw, and Paris McBride will track down the floor rebound far side. She'll slow the tempo and bring it across midcourt, splitting the center circle. Now angles to the right. Passes out between the rings to Haley Rhodes. To Charles near the left hash. Man-to-man defense extended by Illinois. Charles around a screen. Missed the long jumper. Little too short. Bostic the long rebound. In transition, 3-on-2. And it's Rhodes with the pull-up jumper to give the Illini a lead back to 15. 66-51. 3 minutes deep into quarter number four.
Long bad bounce on that rebound. Nothing you could do about that.
Blessing King back on the floor for Morehead State, holds left of the key, gives it up to Charles. Illinois turning up the intensity defensively a little bit now. Sarek gives it to McBride, curls around a defender, pull-up jumper right side from 16, maybe grazed the front of the net, no good, out of bounds to Illinois. McBride went to the floor, Looked like some contact, but no foul called.
So now we've got King and Novick both out there with four fouls. But Coach Petrie wants to leave him in the game, let him work through it.
Looks like it. Timeout on the floor, 6:38 to play. And Illinois leads Morehead State 66-51. We'll take a break and come back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
6:38 to play, fourth quarter. Illinois, 23rd ranked Fighting Illini, leading Morehead State 66-51 in the season opener for both of these teams. And Wes Holland, it's been a tightly fought game. Morehead State, the second half, has been right there with the Illini.
Boy, they've been more than right there. 22-18 in the third and 5-4 in the fourth. So they're winning the second half, Tom. And shooting 52% doing it,
yeah.
By the way.
Illini with the basketball. Genesis Bryant comes near side to McKenzie, guarded by Novick back on the floor with those four fouls. Gives it up to Bostic. Back to Bryant. Steps into a three-pointer, and she cans it. High left side, right on the money. 69-51, the Illini lead.
Really good coaching by Green coming out of a break, having a perfect play drawn up.
Novick hands it off to Haley Rhodes. Now to Sarek on the left side near the sideline in front of the Morehead State bench. Back out to Veronica Charles. Comes around a high screen from King. Kicks it right wing to Novick. Gets cut off trying to penetrate. Now she'll take it the other way. Into the lane. Euro step up and under move. No good. But a whistle and a foul. And I think Novick's getting free throws here.
I think so.
4.3 on the shot clock when she released it. So the Eagles milked that shot clock about as far as they could. The foul will go on Bostic, and that's her third, the only Illini player even approaching foul trouble with 5:53 to play. And she will check out as Hobby checks back in for the orange and blue. Novick at the free throw line, the true freshman point guard, can't get the first one to fall. One more to come. Pounds it on the floor, puts it airborne, rims in and out. And the floor rebound tracked down by Rhodes of Illinois. Quickly up the left side into the offensive end. Hands it off to McKenzie, curls around. Now back down the lane, short on the layup attempt. And Morehead State's Seki Aroli will corral the rebound. Ahead to Novick, right side into the front court. Guarded man-to-man by Bryant. Gets a screen from Sarek, gives it to Sarek. Three-pointer, right side, high off the iron, no, and Bryant another rebound. That's her fourth to go with 30 points on the night.
Boy, another wide open three for a shooter,
yep.
though.
Bryant penetrates strong to the hoop, puts it up and in. Bryant has had a ball game. Novick into the front court, gives to Blessing King, puts down a couple of dribbles, hands it off to Novick, straightaway three-pointer, boom! Katie Novick.
Oh, what a confidence builder after missing those two free throws.
Her first three-point try of the day and the season, and she finds the bottom of the net. 71-54, the Illini lead. Bryant into the lane, got tied up. And they're going to give her an and one rather than a travel. It looked like a pretty good defensive stop by Morehead State, but... Well, are they? Maybe they're saying the foul came before the shot attempt.
That would make more sense if that's
yes.
the case. I mean, that would explain the travel.
Yeah.
That would make it a little easier to stomach.
And that is apparently what happened, that foul on Veronica Charles. Illinois gets it inbounds from the baseline, and Bryant will rotate back out near the center circle to set the offense. Illinois spreading the floor offensively. Hobby comes out to set a high screen. Bryant, free throw line extended right side, buries it. Bryant now with 32 points, 12 of 16 from the floor.
Boy, that was great defense. That was just a better shot.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Novick, crossover dribble, takes it down the left side of the lane. Kicks it far corner to Jaden Rhodes, to Charles. Skip pass to Sekiaroli. Right wing three, splash. I believe that's Sekiaroli's first three-point basket of the night. May actually make it her second. 73-57, the Illini advantage, as we reach the four-minute mark of the fourth quarter. McKenzie holds out high near the left elbow, hands it off to Bryant, to Shoup Hill, steps into a left wing three and finds nothing but the bottom of the net.
My goodness, contested, hand in her face.
Yep.
Great shot.
Second three-pointer of the night for Shoup Hill. Those account for all six of her points. And Morehead State will call a timeout. I think it's a 30-second timeout. But the lead back to 19 points now for Illinois at 76-57. We get a look at the replay on that last fadeaway jumper by Bryant. You're right.
Boy, that step
Veronica
back.
Charles was right there. And beautiful step back move to get the space she needed.
I mean, V's hand was 2 inches from that ball, but just a wonderful step back. Absolutely gorgeous step back.
3:45 to play. Morehead State down by 19. But, Wes, honestly, the way the Eagles have played tonight, it seems like a much closer basketball game than this 19-point current advantage would have us believe.
Oh, absolutely. You look at this. It's 33-32 in the second half. So it is closer
yeah.
in the second half if we weren't coming from a 20-point hole to start
yep.
with. But lots to build on at this point for this team. I mean, 3:45 in the fourth. Odds pretty high for not winning this one. But there's a lot to build on for
yeah.
this game. And the tape off of this is going to be phenomenal for the coaching staff.
Yes, it is. Eagles inbound near their own bench. Novick standing at the left hash. Picks up her dribble. Tries to get it to Charles in the near corner, but read beautifully by Rhodes of UI, who deflects it out of bounds. Morehead State will have to inbound down near the corner here on the near side to our right.
Mel just gently explained to the freshman that that's not what she should have done.
And Mel will inbound to the freshman. Novick pounds the dribble right side out to Sekiaroli between the rings. She'll float to the right, gives it back to Novick now on the wing. Comes back to the free throw line, kicks to Veronica Charles, goes straight up with a three-pointer left wing. No, Blessing King, a strong rebound, puts it back up and through. And a foul as well. Blessing King came in with the reputation as a great rebounder, and we're seeing it here tonight. She hasn't compiled a ton of them, but we've seen her battle hard, and now on the night, the fourth rebound for Blessing, got the basket and a chance for a three-point play.
And she was fighting two big bodies in that post with Hobby and Bostic, both of them much larger than she is.
Free throw way off the mark to the left, but I believe we may have a lane violation against the Fighting Illini, so King will get a second opportunity to complete this three-point play. 76-59, the current score. The Eagles down with 3:18 to play. King's free throw in the air. This one also dances off. So two chances to complete the three-point play. Couldn't get it done, but still a nice play by King. Rhodes brings it the other way for the Illini. Back out to Bryant. She'll float to the top of the eye at midcourt. Picked up out there by Charles. Keeps her dribble. Now works it to the right side. Floats it back out straight away to Bostic. She'll try a three-pointer. Boom.
V knew she shouldn't have left her. Knew she shouldn't have gotten helped on that.
Lead back to 20 now for Illinois. Their largest, I believe, of the second half. It's 79-59. Seki Aroli left-handed dribble out to Jaden Rhodes to Veronica Charles, high left. She'll pound the dribble and float back between the rings. Passes to Seki Aroli. To Jaden Rhodes, left side to Novick. Crossover dribble, tries to take it baseline. Kicks it out to Charles, to Rhodes. Corner three, in and out. Rebound tapped out high, but I think a foul is coming up on Morehead State as Genesis Bryant goes to the floor, and she is down and apparently in some pain, favoring her right leg. Hate to see that. She has had a whale of a game. It looks like this might just be a cramp.
It's a cramp. She was grabbing her calf. It looks like they're just trying to stretch her out.
That foul was on Katie Novick, and that will be her fifth and final foul of the game. Katie, the true freshman point guard, pretty solid effort for her first collegiate game. 9 points on 4 of 5 shooting. Hit her only three-point try. 5 rebounds and 5 assists as well. So the freshman from Belarus showing a great deal of potential here tonight against the 23rd-ranked Fighting Illini.
That's a whole lot of numbers in the stat sheet there. You like seeing that, the 5 rebounds, yeah. 5 assists from the guard position. What a good introduction to this, yeah. This Eagle team.
Coach Kayla Petrie told us she's a little bit different from any point guards we've seen so far during her tenure, and certainly we got a glimpse of that tonight. Full court pressure as Illinois will inbound. They try to get it across midcourt. Haley Rhodes will kick it out of bounds just inside Illinois offensive territory, and they'll inbound near sideline. Shot of Genesis Bryant still in some pain as they continue to work on that cramp in her right calf. Bostic will inbound, gets it in to Rhodes. Cameron Rhodes, bounce pass to Hobby. Puts down 3 dribbles near the top of the key. Gives it off to McKenzie. Turnaround jumper, no good. Backside rebound to Bostic. Back out to Rhodes. Stops at the free throw line, and now we'll retreat and run some clock as we have less than two minutes to play. Rhodes around a screen from Hobby. Stops right elbow. Back out to Hobby. 3-point try on the pick and roll or the give and go. No good. Pick and pop, I guess, would be the correct terminology there. She didn't go, but she did take the shot.
Classy. They are eating the shot clock. Yeah. They're not in a hurry to score.
Bobby puts it on the floor. Big gal with some soft hands, good touch, good ball handling ability. Shot no good. Rebound is deflected out of bounds, and Morehead State will get it back. Team rebound there.
Really interesting closing lineup. 4 of the returning players, plus Blessing,
yep,
on the court.
Charles across midcourt, angles between the circles, bounce pass to one of the Rhodes sisters, back to Charles, now to Blessing King at the left elbow, hands it off to Seki Aroli. Couple of dribbles, now to Charles, standing outside the arc right side, tries to penetrate, kicks it out top of the key, Seki Aroli fakes the shot, penetrates, up and under move, nicely done by Mel. 79-61 as we have less than a minute to play. Illinois with the lead in the waning seconds of this game. Dolan with the basketball gives it now to Cameron Rhodes between the circles. Bounce pass to Hobby, guarded by King. Left or right side free throw line extended. Dolan back to Hobby, and before her jump shot, we've got a foul. That will go on Morehead State's King.
Oh.
And that will be her fifth. So Blessing King finishes her night with 8 points on 4 of 4 shooting and 4 rebounds along with an assist. So a solid debut in the blue and gold for Blessing King.
The, Now, seeing Coach Petrie on the sideline, she is not angry.
No.
She is very pleased. That was a smile I saw on her face when Blessing King came off the court.
Gave her a five as she came over. Dolan, good entry pass to Hobby, puts it on the floor, up and under move, and puts it home. Got around Hall, and it's 81-61 Illinois now. 23 ticks remaining. Morehead State doesn't have to shoot. Obviously, this game is academic at this point, as Charles will try to run one more set play around a high screen from Hall. Hands it off to Haley Rhodes to the free throw line. Finds Seki Aroli open for a three in the left corner. No good. Jaden Rhodes the rebound. Tried to get it back out to Seki Aroli, but her pass was wide and goes out of bounds at the Morehead State bench with 2.2 seconds to play.
Another good shooter wide open. If they start hitting what they should be hitting, this could be a really interesting year.
Yep. Illinois will inbound, run out the final 2 seconds, and that's the ball game. So the season opener in the books. It's a loss for Morehead State on the scoreboard, but in many ways, perhaps a win for Coach Kayla Petrie's program, as the Eagles play tooth and nail in the second half against the 23rd-ranked team in the nation before the Fighting Illini of Illinois finish off the Eagles 81-61 at State Farm Center in Champaign. We'll be back with our postgame right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
Well, Morehead State falls 81-61 in the season opener for the women's college basketball team at Illinois tonight. But Wes Holland, as we look at this game and some of the numbers, the Eagles have absolutely nothing really to hang their heads about and quite honestly played neck and neck with the Fighting Illini for the entire second half.
Now, Tom, how long have we known each other? You can call me Wes. Everybody at home knows I'm Wes, too. It don't have to be Wes Holland. It's okay.
Well,
yeah, it is good to be back with you, obviously. Yeah, you look at the free throw disparity, 22-9 on free throw attempts. You look at the three-point accuracy, right? 7 of 32 versus 6 of 14. Yeah, my favorite possessions, net negative 9 on possessions. Assume each one of those is probably a point at the end of the day, as we tell our players, right? You know, you'll get 9 points just on the net negative on the possessions. There's a lot of good numbers and good data here that says Morehead State Eagles could play with them. That first half was tough and they got behind early. But, boy, they kept it clean and even in the second half, and really the data says it should have been that way.
Yeah. 44-24 at halftime, and from then on it was dead even the rest of the way.
Really?
And we saw some good play from some of the returnees, but maybe more, I won't say importantly, but maybe more impressively, the way that some of the newcomers played, in particular the true freshman point guard, Novick, and Blessing King, showing her rebounding and low post presence. Those two in particular, for me, showed me quite a bit. And also Paris
sure.
McBride.
And, you know, maybe not more importantly, but more impactfully.
Yeah.
Because if you can carry over a core of players, as we've heard Coach Petrie talking about, right, carry over the core and then add pieces to it. So you got these core four or five, which, by the way, V. Charles and Melissa Secchiaroli the whole night were leaders on the court. Mm-hmm. They were telling people where to go. They were switching assignments. They were directing traffic. They really showed to be those returning leaders on that floor. And then you add these three or four pieces that look like we might have something there to go with them. Boy, that's a real team.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
could be interesting in the OVC, Tom.
It could. And you mentioned that leadership exhibited. We saw it last year from Veronica Charles a lot. We didn't see it that much from Secchiaroli. She struggled so much with her shooting. And really, I won't say played timid, but she certainly was not a really visible leader on the court. We've certainly seen that in the preseason and tonight.
In that ACL injury, I think, as a player, a lot of times you'll have a confidence issue when you have an injury like that that makes you not quite the player you want to be.
Right.
Inside baseball, when we saw her at media day at Morehead State, a completely different person. Mm. She was very confident. She was very comfortable in the environment and the situation. So I'm glad to see that carrying over
yeah.
to the team.
Again, your final, Illinois 81, Morehead State 61. We'll take a two-minute break, come back and take a little closer look at some of the final numbers, both team and individually, as we continue our postgame here on the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Mill store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Welcome back as we look back over tonight's 81-61 Morehead State loss to 23rd-ranked Illinois in women's college basketball play. But as we've talked about, the game much more closely played than that 20-point discrepancy might indicate. Let's look at some of the final numbers. Morehead State on the night shot 41% from the field, 24 of 58. Illinois was 30 of 59 for 51%. Eagles, one of their downfalls tonight, just could not quite get it on track from three-point range. 7 of 32, 22%. And Illinois, 6 of 14 from long range, 43%. Illinois was 15 of 22 from the free throw line for 68%. Morehead State only tried 9 free throws, made 6 of those, 67%. Turnover is a bit of an issue, but that's also a little bit misleading. It was 19-8, Morehead State with 19 turnovers, but a number of those were the result of offensive fouls, and quite honestly, as we watched from here, some of those didn't quite look like fouls, so that was a little bit misleading. Total rebounds, Morehead State won the battle of the boards 36-32 against a bigger team and a team that prides itself on its rebounding. So that was a solid showing for tonight. Bench points, Morehead State also the advantage, 26-19. And points in the paint, the Eagles right there, 38-34, Illinois with the slight advantage in that category. Individually, Morehead State had one player in double-figure scoring. That was their returning OVC Defensive Player of the Year and first-team conference performer, Veronica Charles, 16 points on the night to go along with 3 steals, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. 8 points for Melissa Secchiaroli, 9 points for the freshman point guard, Katie Novick, who also had 5 assists and 5 rebounds in her debut effort. 8 points for Blessing King to go along with 4 rebounds. 7 points for Valentina Sarek and Haley Rhodes. And let's see, 4 points for Paris McBride, 2 points for Jaden Rhodes on the night. It was a big, big night for Genesis Bryant of Illinois. She finishes 12 of 16 from the floor, 6 of 7 from the free throw line, 32 points to go with 4 rebounds and 4 assists, really to lead the way for the Fighting Illini tonight. Kendall Bostic, a strong night as well with 15 points and 13 rebounds for a double-double. 7 points for Rhodes, 6 apiece for Shoup Hill, McKenzie, Dolan, and Hobby, and 3 points for Peebles on the night. Again, your final score, Illinois beats Morehead State 81-61 in the season opener for both teams. We'll take one more one-minute break and come back and wrap things up and talk about what's coming up for Morehead State basketball as we continue here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
81-61, the final score as the 23rd-ranked Illinois Fighting Illini knock off Morehead State's women's basketball team in Champaign, Illinois. Obviously, with the win, Illinois is 1-0. Morehead State starts the season 0-1, but a lot to build on for Coach Kayla Petrie and her crew after tonight. Morehead State's men's basketball team will make its home debut tomorrow night, coming off of last night's loss at Alabama. The Eagles will be taking on Shawnee State at Johnson Arena at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Pregame for the men's game tomorrow night, 6:45 here on the ESN. And then the Eagle women jump right back into action Thursday night. They'll be at home for their home opener against Wilberforce. That game will tip off at 6 o'clock pregame here on the ESN at 5:45 on Thursday night. And then the men are back in action again Friday night at Purdue at 7 o'clock. And then we've got football action on Saturday, as it's senior day at Jane Stadium, the Morehead State football team playing its final home game of the year against Davidson. Kickoff at 1 o'clock, pregame at 12:30 here along the Eagle Sports Network. Wes, any final thoughts before we wrap things up tonight?
You got the stat of the night. You all have heard how we feel about this game. But 58.3 points against all opponents, good and lousy last year. And tonight, against a phenomenal team in Illinois, 61. That's the offense could be really, really fun this team.
And like we talked about, the three-point shooting, if it had just been a little bit better, just even what we suspect will be average for this year. It's a whole lot better than that. So I don't feel bad at all about the showing tonight. And as we mentioned, the last two times Morehead State has taken on Big Ten opponents in women's basketball, two of the three worst defeats or margins of defeat in school history, to come away down by only 20 against one of the top 25 teams in the nation tonight and to play them tooth and nail dead even for the second half. Not a bad start.
Yeah, we were joking. Just not 64, right? We had a 62 and a 63. Yeah. Just not a 64. Just let's not do that.
Yep.
And we were pleasantly surprised on that one. Yep. So I'm excited. I'm ready to watch them play against other competition. Wilberforce Thursday. There's your plug for that. Come out and watch. It's at home.
Yep.
This is going to be a fun team this year. Yep. It's going to be a fun team. Come out and watch these. Watch these players.
Had a lot of fun with you tonight. Good to be back with you.
It is. Good to be back in the saddle, my man.
All right.
Enjoy this.
We'll do it again Thursday.
Sounds good.
All right. Final score once again. Illinois 81, Morehead State 61. For my partner, Wes Holland, and for our studio engineer and producer, Ian Corbin, I'm Tom Lewis. Thanks so much for listening to us here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.